producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We'll be talking to a true political prisoner, Kent Hovind, coming up. If he's able to get to us from the federal prison he's in. Well, I tell you, I mean, it is just crazy. New Obama internet regulations mean new taxes and less service, critics say. Yep. Net neutrality goes to court, a guide to the internet's legal fate. And then it'll all be debated and on chopping block, sold off to the highest bidder. That's the legal case against internet rules from the Hill. We're going to be going over that. As I mentioned, Orwellian nightmare unleashed on school kids. Teachers now fought police with extreme new spy tools. And I guess the teachers have access to it, but it all goes into a federal psychological algorithm under the New Freedom Initiative on the children. And everything's political. Does your mommy own guns? What's your daddy do? What's in the medicine cabinet? What's your view on gay and lesbian? Just, you know, making seven-year-olds read about that. So to learn how to chase butterflies or play football or learn about the planets and mystery. No, we're going to talk to your kids about sex all day because we're a bunch of pervert globalists. No, they're not pervert globalists. They want to mess up the existing order, sabotage the human species because we're facing a guild of sociopaths that are at war against humanity as a predator class. And they want us confused and dazed like a school of sardines with dolphins swirling around it to exhaust them before diving in and eating them. I mean, that's basically what's going on. And that's basically what's been established. And I just keep warning people and warning people and warning people. Of course, we talked about this last week, but they're going ahead with it. The media is acting like it's a great idea. Texas politician is trying to restrict people from filming the police criminalizing bloggers. Flies in the face of federal court rulings. Texas State Representative Jason Villalba, a Republican, that's probably the Republicans, man, they push police state stuff, that if you're within 25 feet of the police, you just can't videotape them. And if you're within 100 feet of the police and you have a concealed carry, you can't. Like, it's bad that you're a gun owner. So it's very discriminatory. It violates the First Amendment. But don't worry, Hertz can put cameras in their cars and watch you. And all these appliances can watch you. That's fine. It's no, we need cameras that we're able to use. But see, oh no, Big Brother's going to watch you. You can't watch them. And Apple and Droid years ago put kill switches in for whole cities or whole regions where they can hit one button and turn all your camera functions off in your phone. So our phones are hacked. Our systems are jacked. Now, this is a short segment. I'm going to come back and cover this briefly at the start because it integrates in with our guest, a political prisoner. Three articles just today from the last 2 days, to be technical, but three articles together that dovetail to show you where we're going. AP, Associated Press CEO, government undermining right-to-know laws. Even the establishment AP admits there's a war on the press. Let's move to the next article. Washington Post, FDA proposals to let drug companies undermine official safety warnings. They don't like us and others actually holding out the MMR and the flu shot and other vaccine inserts or covering this. And they don't like having to announce at the end of drug ads what it can do to you. Well, that's what's happening. And then there's this article at Organic Consumers Association. The entire group was set to speak at South by Southwest and was banned publicly by Big Pharma Monsanto. Unbelievable.
but that's liberal. It's okay because South by Southwest is run by guys with, you know, that talk like this. So when they take your rides, it's okay because they're liberal, you know.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
GCN knows you place a high value on health and privacy. That's why we've teamed up with one of our prime partners, BlockitPocket.com. Just go to GCNLive.com now through March 27th and sign up to win a BlockitPocket health and privacy pack. That includes one BlockitPocket that fits all smartphones and keeps your data safe from government spying, and a BlockitPocket Talkit that deflects harmful radiation away from your body. We'll pick a winner each week. Sign up today at GCNLive.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's official mainstream news now analyzing the legislation that wasn't legislation that came out of the executive's push through the FCC that it is an internet power grab to tax and control it. New Obama internet regulations mean new taxes and less service. That's Fox News. Well, we told you so. It's a Kurt Nemo article up on InfoWars.com. AR-15 ammo ban already back as Dems demand even wider ban. And this ties into the FCC situation. I've just learned these tactics in 20 years on air. If there's massive opposition forming to an ammo ban that would then set a precedent to ban all the rest of the ammo and then the AR-15 and then all the rifles and all the semi-autos, which is the admitted plan, by George Soros and others. They've stated it. So has Bloomberg. Just like the mayor pro tem, Mike Martinez, said, yeah, we're going to register guns in Austin and then ban them. Yeah, that's our plan, of course. And laughed at everybody when it was brought up to him in a speech. Last week I was on Tuesday and I said, this is not real. The ATF saying, we've heard from you. We're going to shelve it and figure out what we're going to do. I said, yeah, they're going to shelve it a week or two till opposition drops. Everybody thinks they've won. It's just like Saving Private Ryan when he's fighting with the Nazi soldier and he's starting to get the upper hand with the bayonet about to stab him. The Nazi goes, don't hurt me, let's be friends. and then he hesitates, the Nazi flips over and drives the knife into him. I mean, it's real simple. And now the Democrats have announced they're moving forward and saying just ban all 223, basically. An entire class of M855. That's a plinking ammo. So, it's on. Just an outright complete ban. They actually want to come arrest you if you have it, if they get this through. So, I told you. They just waited till we all went home and thought we'd won a week. And then they hit us again. And then they'll play possum again. It's all warfare tactics. Let me shift gears. FCC, I told you that they wouldn't release the regulations. They wouldn't do it during debate. He wouldn't testify to Congress where the law is supposed to come from. Instead, it's just a regulation. And then they wait 2 weeks until the story leaves the news, and then they release it. And it's 400 pages, not 332, and it's worse than we thought. See how they do that. It's tactics, just like releasing a story on New Year's Eve or Friday night or signing the NDAA to secretly arrest Americans at 11 o'clock at night on New Year's from Hawaii. This is how they operate. And it's disgusting. That's all coming up today. It's all on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, Kent Hovind is a true American political prisoner. He's going to try to call in from a federal prison. And I don't want to name the federal prison because they'll run in and start harassing him right away. It'll take the bureaucrats a while to figure out where he's at and try to stop the interview. I mean, it's a legal interview, but we've had them try to stop these before. Kent, when they were indicting him a decade ago or more, was on with us. Creation Speaker Dr. Kent Hovind has spent already a decade in federal prison, charged up to 100 years for mail fraud. And you look at what he did, it was nothing. He was a science teacher for 15 years, began a full-time creation ministry, became very successful. He debated more than 100 scientists concerning evolution versus creation and created the well-known 7-part video creation series translated in 32 languages. He reached over 1 billion people. He had a very popular theme park that was 501c3, which there's a lot of other Christian theme parks. You're allowed to have that. But you notice you've had thousands, over 10,000 501c3s denied to Christian charities the last 6 years. The number's more like 15,000, but the oldest number is about 10, and more than 10,000 groups audited or indicted. Mainline conservative groups, pro-gun groups, pro-life groups, pro-veteran groups, anything right of Mao Zedong, basically. But Kent Hovind was charismatic, nice, friendly, great guy. I didn't particularly agree with his brand of creationism. I already talked about that. Doesn't matter. I don't think men's interpretation of the Bible or these transhumanist eugenicists and Darwin's view and social Darwinism, I don't agree with that as well. There's clear jumps in all this and manipulations, and we're not being given the truth. I mean, the evolutionists have been caught in so many piltdown man and other frauds, but I'm not going to debate all that. The age of the earth, any of that. I've read the Bible. I have my own interpretation. And it's wild. And the globalists believe something similar, but from their perspective. So they don't even believe all the top genetic engineers people. They believe in transpermia and panspermia and off-world seeding. They don't believe this. But the point is, even if you disagree with Kent Hovind, why is he in prison with 2020 specials about the incredible fraud? He said dinosaurs were around during Noah's time and Adam and Eve before that. What a kook! And he doesn't pay taxes, and he's going to prison! You can go start any church you want and get 501c3. You can teach that Ronald McDonald is the Savior. You can teach whatever you want. That's called religious freedom, the First Amendment. But see, he went to prison. He's been set up, so now everybody else is fair game. Who was the minister of Nazi Germany? First they came for the trade unionists, then I didn't speak up because I wasn't one. Then they came for this group. And finally when they came for me, there was nobody else left to speak. Now, joining us first, and he'll probably ride shotgun with us into Kent being on with us, Mark Adams has been on before. He's writing a book on Congressman Hansen, who I interviewed many years ago. He's sick right now and can't come on. He was indicted multiple times, found not guilty, so they kept arresting him and then driving him around in a truck for months called diesel until his feet burst. They tortured him in holding cells, you name it. Because he was trying to abolish the IRS. You say, why don't more congressmen do that? Because they'll grab you and torture the hell out of you. Federal marshals will. Mark Adams has been fighting for Kent Hovind as well and has the documents and the history. So, Mark, this is about everybody here. But, I mean, such a good, loving, Christian, well-spoken, charismatic, charming guy. I love the fact he's challenging this official religion of Darwinism and evolution as it's taught is just totally false, been proven false. But regardless, even if Kent Hovind was wrong, he has a First Amendment and a right to be a Christian that teaches his faith. Just like Muslims have a right to, you know, their faith. But there's a war on Christians. But let's get into his case for folks that don't know about it right now. Mark Adams.
Well, Alex, it was in 2006 when a jackbooted commie Nazi government Gestapo goon squad arrested Pastor Kent Hovind and his wife Jo at gunpoint inside their home in the dark of night. And then later on that year, Pastor Hovind was convicted on a 58-count indictment. Now, 45 of those counts had to do with so-called structuring. That is, Dr. Hovind was withdrawing money from his bank account in order to fund the needs of his ministry. And for these withdrawals, they were typically more than $5,000, but less than $10,000. And because he was doing that, the government was pursuing him as if he was part of a drug cartel or a terrorist.
A guy with no criminal record, a school teacher who had a successful ministry in a theme park, and we just put on screen the New York Times. Let's put it on screen. The headline, Law Lets IRS Seize Accounts on Suspicion, No Crime Reported. It talks about old ladies with tiny businesses. I mean, I pull out cash all the time to give bonuses to people at Christmas and stuff. I mean, I'll give $300 to employees. You know, it's like $10,000, $15,000 to get all that out. That's not structuring. That's after-tax money. But this is how they use the, quote, rules, not the law, in a reign of terror. Go ahead.
Exactly. The IRS has a reputation of ruthlessly using these so-called structuring laws to terrorize innocent citizens. There was hearings about this last month, and the upshot of it was is that, well, the IRS will try to curtail.
They said, we're going to stop doing it and cut it back, and we're sorry for 34,000 innocent people having their lives ruined or people we threw in prison for no reason and all our fake juries and the rest of it, because they even go further. But it's just like the ATF last week saying, well, we won't ban your bullets. They're back this week. And this is a criminal operation.
Indeed. And, in fact, if you look into the court case itself, it gets even worse. The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals upheld his conviction on all of the 45 so-called structuring charges. But in 2013, the 11th Circuit overturned a guilty verdict on a separate case. This was U.S. versus Lang, a separate case of structuring. They overturned the verdict because of the way the federal prosecutors mishandled the case.
And there were clearly orders to go and get him because he was articulate, good-looking, reaching over a billion people with his ministry. He was incredibly successful, and so that's why they came after him.
Indeed. And now, and like I said, the bulk of the charges are these so-called structuring charges. The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the conviction, but then a little more than a year later, when the same kind of case came before them, they overturned the conviction on this guy, Mr. Lang, because of the way the federal prosecutors mishandled his case. But the procedures that the prosecutors used on Mr. Lang were exactly the same procedures that they use on Kevin Hovind, but yet they will not apply that ruling retroactively to Pastor Kant's case. So, in other words, they overturned the structuring charges against Lang, but even though the same kind of prosecutor misconduct was being applied in Pastor Kent Hovind's case, they will not use that precedent to overturn his verdict.
Unbelievable.
That was in the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, and that was in 2013.
And we're going to skip this network break because this is so important. If they can get him, they can get anybody. And instead of cowering in fear, this agency needs to be abolished. We need to go back to the taxing system we had previous to the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 and the subsequent income tax. It is such a scam, but he still languishes in prison, even though the New York Times admits this is a criminal fraud, their interpretation of the law, used to persecute innocent people and anyone, including folks that pull cash out of ATMs. You know, deposit your money, pull cash out. You are a criminal. No, using cash is not illegal. Using cash is not a crime. I've been doing it for a long time. I also use credit cards and stuff. But if it's private stuff I'm doing and not a company function, then I pay for a lot of stuff in cash. And I give tips in cash. And people like, I'm trying to keep cash alive. Everybody knows that. That's not a crime. Well, under their system, they could doll up and dummy up this stuff on me. Well, go ahead and try it, crooks. Because we're sick of you, and we're sick of your criminal activity, and we're sick of the fact that all these Democrats and some Republicans and Al Sharpton, Al Sharpton owns $5 million of taxes and doesn't have to pay them. I mean, it's absolutely disgusting how they selectively use the IRS to persecute people and to shut down this person's ministry. It is just amazing. Obviously, the orders came down to persecute him. This happened under Bush, but it continues under Obama, and now it's expanded. Continue, Mark Adams, breaking down the case and how he's doing in prison.
Indeed. Now, you mentioned Al Sharpton. He owes over $1 million in taxes.
And the numbers I've seen are between 4 and 6.
Yes. And then let's not forget Charlie Rangel, Congressman Charlie Rangel. He has a whole pattern of tax evasion, special treatment and enrichment that seems to increase with his power and prestige in Congress. There was an article exposing him on the New York Post a few years ago. Then let's not forget former Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner. Big headlines in Forbes, in Forbes magazine. Geithner's tax troubles are serious, yet he goes on to become the Secretary of the Treasury. Another disturbing aspect. During the trial, and I'm referring to his first trial, Kent Hovind explained how an IRS agent, Scott Schneider, he was a witness for the government, he sat at the prosecutor's table for the duration of the trial, even though he's a government witness. Witnesses are not supposed to be in the courtroom. And during that interview, Pastor Hovind explained he was concerned how the presence of an IRS agent, might intimidate the jury. Well, this reminded
me. Let's go forward. We're putting the document on screen. They had FBI agents on the jury.
Now, this is
on the grand jury.
This is a separate case, Alex. This is from 1981.
No, I'm talking about that case. Yeah.
Yes, but what you see here is U.S. Attorney Harold Edwards is writing a letter to the IRS District Director, Woodrow Malone, and you see right on page 2, Edwards is stating how agents of the FBI will be seated on the grand jury. So this gives you some insight as to the lengths that our government will go through to persecute a targeted victim.
That's right. They target who they want, then they put government agents in these federal juries, grand juries, and then juries as well. That's why they have a 96 to 97% federal conviction rate, because it's totally fake.
Well, no, indeed. And in fact, one of the government misconduct in federal judiciary that was discovered by Congressman George Hansen, he disclosed how U.S. attorneys were obtaining confidential tax records on jurors without that person's knowledge or consent. So that's been going on for a long time.
Well, let's not forget what I told folks a decade ago that was declassified last year. For decades, they've used the NSA, the DEA has, to create fake cases with fake spy data without warrants, and they create fake cases for the court, do mock trials, even fake evidence, and then the judges even know, and they go in and stage the whole thing.
The Edgar Steele case is very typical of that.
Of course, loving government, run by the actual drug dealers.
Indeed. Also, there's another one. Dr. French Anderson is sitting in prison right now. He has evidence, and this is not the federal government, this is the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department that framed him. He now has evidence that the recordings they used in court were totally fabricated, yet he could not get the courts to overturn his case.
Well, all I know is Kent Hovind was incredibly successful, and they got him on wire fraud, and they always seem to use that. Or the FBI comes to visit you and then asks you a bunch of questions and you get something a little bit wrong. They claim lying to a federal agent. The answer is never talk to them. Talk to the hand. That is the answer. Do not talk to them one bit. And then the only way they've defeated EPA and FDA lawyers harassing companies is you then have to start investigating and doing lawsuits against the judges themselves and start doing corruption investigations on the judges. And it's the only way they back off. I mean, the government, and I've talked to top national lawyers on air. I've talked to the top lawyer who sues the FDA, always trying to ban vitamins. And the only way to shut them down is you start basically investigating the judge. It's the only thing these mobsters understand. And boy, when you start investigating them, it is incredible. I got to say, state judges aren't that corrupt on average compared to the feds. And I'm not defending the states either. They have their own problems. But people who look to the feds to come in and fix things, that's like asking Satan to come in and, you know, make Slimer behave or something. You know, a little lower demon that's kind of mindless running around, you know, engaged in mischief compared to the mastermind Satan himself. What else we need to know, Mark Adams, about the Kent Hovind case?
Yes, we have some information about the judge, U.S. District Judge Margaret Rogers. I'm going back now to the first trial when he was sentenced by her, and she said to him that his crimes were worse than that of a rapist. Now, during a telephone interview from Kent Hovind, he named Baptist minister Dr. Greg Dixon as one of the witnesses who heard Judge Rogers make that outrageous remark. And I spoke with Dr. Dixon, and he affirmed me, yes, he heard the judge say that. He also executed a signed affidavit stating that. Several other people also submitted sworn affidavits. The reason why they took that course of action is when Kent Hovind finally got the court transcripts, those words did not appear in the official transcripts. Yet even though they have witnesses who have submitted affidavits, no investigation was launched as to why those words are missing of official court transcripts.
Please continue writing it down.
Okay. Now, again, Judge Rogers. In 2009, Judge Rogers cited two school teachers for contempt for silently praying before lunch.
Oh.
Afterwards, 50 congressmen issued a letter supporting the teachers. One of them, Representative Jeff Miller, said, a federal judge has gone well outside the bounds of the Constitution to declare that prayer offered among adults is illegal. And that is from the Washington Times.
That's right. We got it on screen. That was just recently. And for those that don't understand this, in Texas there was a case, there's been a bunch of these just last year, where a little, it was an 8-year-old girl, brought her little picture Bible, Sunday school Bible, in her bag, and they took it away from her and tried to suspend her, as if you couldn't have a Bible in the school. She could have whatever book she wanted. You could have a Harry Potter book, but not the Bible. It is a war on Christians. Are we going to put up with it? Yeah, most churches are scared to death getting in line. That's what this intimidation was about, and that will let the evil take over. You got to stand up to it and say no, and that's starting to happen.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheehan. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution. DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Go to him as soon as they're ready. He is a political prisoner, and he'll only have 15 minutes on the line with us. We're going to go to Kent Hovind right now, political prisoner, more than a decade in prison, indicted under structuring that the New York Times will put on screen last year, admitted is a total criminal fraud. Hearings last month in Congress admitting it's incredible. You simply take money out of your own bank account as cash, and they claim that you're trying to steal money and launder it, and then they put a preacher who reached over a billion people in 30-plus languages exposing the myth of modern Darwinism as a socialist religion. And the left loves the fact he's in prison. They have all these shows about it. And now they're targeting Christians by the tens of thousands with the IRS. If we don't get past the fear and stand up against them, they're going to come for everybody. Mr. Hovind, you're a hero for the First Amendment, and you're a hero for alternative history. And it's not illegal to do that, but evidently in your case it is. You're a political prisoner. We know we've only got about 12 minutes left with you, so you've got the floor.
Well, thank you so much, sir. It's an honor. I've loved your program for years. Yes, I certainly feel like a POW, a prisoner of war. In case folks haven't followed it, there's a whole lot of tons of information on 2Peter3.com. It's the number 2, the word Peter, and the number 3 for 2 Peter 3 in the Bible. To summarize quickly, I was a high school science and math teacher for 15 years. I moved to Pensacola in 1989, became an evangelist, traveling the world speaking on the subject of creation, evolution, and dinosaurs. And I was targeted very early by the IRS, the early 90s. I tried everything to find out, what do you want? I answered their letters. They never answered mine. Finally, they came with a SWAT team and threw everybody off the property, held my wife hostage for 17 hours, made her open the church safe, took all the money out of there. It's just a long, sad story, and everything is up on 2 Peter 3, and we have tried everything. So finally in 2006, they came with another SWAT team, arrested my wife and I, no warning, no nothing. We have always answered their letters. They have never done anything illegal, and they arrested us for structuring. My wife had just gotten to sleep, and they took her down to the courthouse in her nightgown, wouldn't let her put a robe on, wouldn't let her get dressed, wouldn't let her go to the bathroom. She's 5 feet tall, little grandma, you know, just amazing, piano teacher. So the charge was structuring, which I'd never heard of. They said, well, yeah, you took your own money out of the bank. Actually, it was ministry money out of the ministry bank account to pay ministry bills back in 2002, 2003, and 2004. Okay, no, we stopped in 2003. Okay, so that's illegal? Well, yeah, you did it in amounts less than $10,000. Oh, so we took it to trial. I thought you were supposed to when you're innocent. There's no crime here at all. After the government putting on their dog and pony show, my attorney said, don't even give a defense. Everybody can see you did not commit a crime. The law says you have to have two or more transactions in one day. Each transaction is under $10,000. But you, those two total over $10,000. Okay, well, ours was one transaction every 12 days. Not a crime at all. But then they said, nope, that's structuring. Over those years, you withdrew $430,000 of ministry money to pay ministry bills. Okay. And so we did not even give a defense. At the end of trial, the judge changed the jury instructions and said, if you find they took out less than $10,000, you must find them guilty.
So he changed the law under judicial tyranny right there on the spot.
Well, yes, a woman judge, Judge Casey Rogers, I think that was wrong to change the law. Just, you know, and so the jury, of course, found us guilty. Well, yeah, they took out less than $10,000. You know, go to the bank, take out $10. That's less than $10,000. So, guilty. Then the judge said, now, all that money that was withdrawn, even though you stopped doing this 3 years ago, all that money that was withdrawn over those years, you now owe it to the government. They're going to seize that money. Well, I don't own anything. I live in a church parsonage. I drive a church van. I don't own anything. So they put in a motion saying, we want to seize the church ministry property. Of course, the church trustee said, objection. Why don't you go seize Walmart? They got more money. You know, why don't you go seize something else? No, no. They want to seize the church ministry property to pay these structured funds when there's no crime at all involved ever.
And, sir, in the time we have with you, we know you're totally innocent. The New York Times, they had hearings last month that the law says $10,000. They're going after 86-year-old women with no criminal record who run tiny diners that seat 10 people who would make cash deposits every day of less than $1,000 and then would write checks on that. They call depositing it structuring and money laundering. So they do whatever they want outside of law. It's all admitted. You should be released. They've overturned other cases like yours. Here's the big question. Why did they target you? Obviously to shut you down. What do you think of the massive persecution of the church now? It's meant to intimidate the church into submitting, going under government faith-based initiative, in my view. Give us your take on that. And then B, how do we free Kent Hovind?
Yes, there are plenty of websites, freekenthoven.com, it's H-O-V-I-N-D, Norwegian name, Hovind. Congress needs to repeal that stupid structuring law. They need to get a lot of pressure to say, look, would you, IRS apologize for misusing it. Well, that's step one, but that's nowhere close to enough. Get Congress to repeal the stupid law and, very important, make it retroactive. And say, okay, anybody ever arrested under this stupid law is hereby released, and all money taken from them is hereby returned, and they get $1 million for every year false incarceration.
This call is from the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office.
I've been locked up over 100 months away from my family. I've been moved 23 times all over the country, diesel therapy, trying to shut me up. I am an outspoken Christian. I believe the Bible is literally true and scientifically accurate. And with my science background, I've done 100 debates against atheists, and I slaughter them, sweetly, in Christian love. So they just hate me for just teaching the truth. And there are thousands of anti-Hovind websites.
They are totalitarian scum. This just proves it. They're the opposite of liberals. And your case, you're such a gentleman. You're so sweet. You reached 1 billion people. You were a superstar who was very humble. You just come across as a total Boy Scout. And they are it to see an innocent man persecuted like this makes me sick. And these churches have been intimidated by this type of stuff to submit to the government now and even teach what the government says. It is disgusting. I'm sorry, go ahead.
To make it even worse, a year ago I filed a perfectly legitimate lawsuit against the Bureau of Prisons for keeping my legal box and hindering me from filing my motions, and I filed a perfectly lawful Liz pendant, a litigation pending, which says, hey, they wanted to sell the church property. They did. They already did.
And now they're coming after you for pro se activity. Tell folks about that.
Yeah, they wanted it. I just finished trial last Friday. They came after me again, a 2-week trial, saying you face another 100 years in prison for filing this Liz pendant and for contempt of court, which is insane. The jury was a hung jury on every count except for one. They did find me guilty of contempt of court of a 2007 order, and my attorney is putting in a motion saying, look, there was no law on that. That one
will you ever get out of prison? It's incredible. How long have you been in prison? How long will they keep you? They just keep trying to pile it up. What happened in the new court case?
Well, the new court case, it was a hung jury on everything except one count, and I was found guilty. That one carries anywhere from nothing to, there's no limit, 100 years, I suppose, contempt of court, which what on earth is that? So we're working now to get that jury verdict overturned. Who knows? I was supposed to go home last month from this last charge, but I've been sitting in a county jail with 11 guys sleeping on the floor, and for 10 months now.
I had Michael Alliston on a few years ago. He was facing life in prison for filming the police and taping the police on his own property, and the state actually tried to get him life in prison for that. I mean, this is totalitarianism, is it not?
It is indeed, and Edmund Burke said, all that's needed for evil men to triumph is for good men to do nothing, and we've got... This is America, for heaven's sake. We've got freedom. We need to take advantage of the freedoms and use it. Right now, Congress can change all this. Congress created this club that they're clubbing everybody with. Take it away. Congress should pass a law that says no one involved in law enforcement at any level, judges, lawyers, etc., should be allowed to own stock in the prison system.
That's right.
They profit. It's double dipping. The longer they lock you away, the more money they make. I wrote a book about this under a different name called The Kennel. It's up on Lulu.com and on 2Peter3.com. It exposes the evil. All I do, like Jeremiah the prophet, is just simply expose the truth. Here's what's happening. And boy, They hate the light. Evil men hate the light.
Well, you're a very righteous man. I mean, people can pick up on that. You're just a straightforward Jimmy Stewart, type guy. That's how you come off. They cannot stand you because you are a leader, Kent, and you're a hero. It hurts my heart, though, to think about how they've tortured you and dieseled you. Tell folks what they've done to you.
Well, like I said, I've been moved 23 times. I was moved to Colorado. I live in Pensacola, Florida. You're supposed to stay within 500 miles of your home. Well, I was moved out to Colorado against my will and then moved up to New Hampshire against my will. I was moved out to Maxwell Air Force Base in Montgomery. It's only there 4 days, and they took me out, never told me why. Put me in county jail. It's been diesel therapy. But God's been good. I've written 37 books. I've led over 700 men to Christ. Half the Bible is written from prison or by people who've been in captivity or prison. So God uses it. It's coming to everybody. If you stand true for the Lord, it's coming. So just get ready for it. It's been a blessing in a thousand ways. It's been hard. I have an 8-year-old grandson that I've never held in freedom, never. He was born 2 months after I came to prison. I should have gone home last month. I could go home today if they overturned this one count. But
this call is from the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office.
Yeah, I love the Lord. I love my country. I'm trying to help. And I think all the stuff we have posted on 2 Peter 3 would help. The thing they fear the most is light. And all Gideon had in the book of Judges was two weapons, light and noise. Shine the light, make a lot of noise, and the enemy started fighting each other. That's what I'm praying here. The IRS agents in my case need to be completely investigated, start to finish. The judges need to be completely investigated. If they did nothing wrong, okay. But Congress impeaches judges if they don't rule according to good behavior. They rarely do that. But the Constitution says they're appointed for life during good behavior. Okay, well, check the case out.
Well, Ken, I get tears in my eyes, not so much for you, but for all the other innocents they're persecuting, for the unborn, for the fact of how they don't have death lists for our veterans of do not treat and nobody gets in trouble. The evil is intensifying. Is our country beginning to come under judgment?
I fear it is, brother. If any country ever deserved the judgment of God, it's America. We had a wonderful founding, amazing blessings from God, and we have spit in his face, and we've done so many things against his law that I fear. Well, the Bible says, for the transgression of the land, many are the princes thereof. Because we're wicked, we've got this huge bureaucracy. So God's giving us what we deserve, and it's sad. So I appreciate what you guys do to try to turn it around. I'm in the same boat. I think righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. All I've ever tried to do for 46 years is win souls and tell people, live for God.
You have 60 seconds remaining.
You have 60 seconds, Kent, there from your political prison. You've got 60 seconds. Final words.
Okay. Yeah, what people can do is deluge Congress. Now, this judge has said, please write to me and let me know what you think about Kent Hovind should this, on this one count he was found guilty of. I don't know that it'll make any difference, but Judge Casey Rogers, number one, North Palafox, Palafox in Pensacola, 32501. And just say, Judge Rogers, please, let Kent go home. It's been 100 months. Just go home. We still think we're going to win the case. We can always go on appeal, but Congress needs to stop some of these stupid laws. They need to simply abolish the IRS. What do we need them for? Just shut them down. We didn't have them until 1933. Just stop. Okay? But if not, at least investigate them. Look what they did in my case. Classic example of everything gone wrong with our justice system.
And there you go. He's now back sleeping on the floor in a giant mass of stinking inmates. And I don't say they're stinking people. You just know it stinks in there. And a guy with no criminal record, school teacher, did nothing wrong. And the so-called left, it's why I detest them. They are the opposite of a liberal, the opposite of Thomas Jefferson, the opposite of freedom. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That's how the First Amendment begins. And you've got a preacher who was successful, who they feared, who was getting really big, and he wasn't even making a lot of money. He took $400,000 out for the entire ministry over 2 years. Folks, he had films that were selling millions of copies. He was airing them for free all over the world. He had different groups giving them out free, wasn't charging, in many cases, books for children. It's the First Amendment, and the left didn't like it as they put him in prison. They'll put everybody in prison. They're not playing games. Do we still have Mark Adams sitting there listening to that?
He's on the line, sir.
Mark, I mean, I literally got tears in my eyes hearing that, not so much for Kent Hovind, but it was how cheerful he was and how nice he sounded. Sounded like, you know, Jimmy Stewart in It's a Beautiful Life or A Wonderful Life. But just to know that they're doing this now to thousands of people, and on MSNBC they brag and say, yeah, we're arresting people for their speech. We're going to shut the Tea Party down. I mean, these people are brazen, totalitarian, flaming crooks. They're not even liberals. They're dangerous. They're dangerous. Final comments on the Kent Hovind situation, Mark.
Well, Alex, you just referred to the stench of the prison complex that Dr. Hovind is subjected to. Speaking of foul stenches, one of the prosecutors in Pastor Hovind's first trial was U.S. Attorney John Atkinson. He's the one who is reported to have vigorously pursued a federal indictment against Dr. Hovind. Now, Hovind was convicted in January 2007. Shortly after his conviction, the U.S. Attorney, John Atkinson, assumed room temperature when he voluntarily removed himself from the gene pool. Here's what happened.
We're going to talk about it when we come back. I forgot this. The guy that went after him, this is the cult, was going to have sex with a little girl. I forgot about that. Oh, my gosh. You can't make this stuff up. We just put up the Wikipedia. We'll put up articles about it. We're going to finish up another segment with Mark Adams. It's just, it's scary, folks. And it's evil demons like that using the system. It's not even the whole system itself.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, as we broadcast worldwide. Tons of news. They're back with the ammo ban and more as we continue to raise the alarm for free people everywhere. In the third hour, we'll also open the phones up on any of the subjects, including Kent Hovind and what we just broke down earlier with him on air. Mark Adams is a champion and working with the former Congressman Henson, who's too ill to go on air to write a book and expose all of this, but there's hearings in Congress. This stuff is serious. The IRS admits they put innocent people in prison. They claim they're going to stop. Not until the private Federal Reserve's not running it. Not until political operatives can't do this. I had forgotten that the prosecutor in the case of Hovind and others, well, we'll get to that in a moment. It's just too incredible. John David Roy Acheson was U.S. attorney in Florida's Northern District, assistant attorney who gained notoriety when he was arrested on suspicion of soliciting sex from a five-year-old girl. So we'll talk about that briefly in a moment and put bookends on this. So that's the type of folks that want to put innocent preachers in jail. Well, I feel sorry for his soul right now, let me tell you. But continuing, please support the broadcast. We stand in the face of the enemy. And I'm not whining about it. Every fiber of me wants to just fight tyranny. I'm so sick of it and so sick of parasites and scum and evil people hurting good people. But it is your financial support that makes it all possible. And you've got a commitment from me that I will fight as hard as I possibly can and put my whole will towards warning people about the entire spectrum of evil coming down on this world. But we need you to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. And I said earlier, promo code SUPER to get 10% off everything at InfoWarsStore.com. We've never done 10% off everything if memory serves. Never. I'm just doing it. 10% off, and thanks to all of you, we've never been more successful with you supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. So why not go to the next level and fund this operation to the next level, satellite TV, you name it. We are months away if the support comes in. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com at checkout. Promo code SUPER. And you get 10% off stuff already discounted like DNA Force, 30% off. Or a free bottle of the Ancient Defense when you get it with the X2 Nation Iodine. Well, there's 10% off that. 10% off already with the discounts, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. But it really is epic, Mark. When you get into reality, I'd forgotten the group of scum that convicted him. Tell us in a minute or two we have left, because it's in the news, about the gentleman that was persecuting Dr. Kent Hovind, Mark Adams.
Yes, that John Acheson, the U.S. attorney. It was on September 16, 2007, about 8 months after he railroaded Pastor Hovind to prison. He was arrested at the Detroit Metropolitan Airport. He flew to there from Georgia to solicit sex from a five-year-old girl. And according to the news accounts, he bought her some presents. He had a doll, he had a pair of earrings, and he also had a jar of petroleum jelly in his possession.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was the next month, October 2007, he committed suicide by hanging himself in his prison cell.
And we always hear about these Homeland Security guys trying to get on planes and go have sex with kids. I mean, it's truly sick. There's a large guild of them in there, we know. And, of course, I apologize. I'm teleprompter-free. I'm always fighting tyranny, so I forget things. And I apologize, everybody. Congressman Hansen died last year. I remember when he couldn't come on about 2 years ago, so you came on. I didn't know he died. So, Mark, I apologize for that. What a great man. We should have you back on soon to eulogize Mr. Hansen, Congressman Hansen.
Thank you for for the airtime, Alex.
You bet. Yeah, I didn't even know that. It's just so many great men have fallen, and I'm just too busy on the front line. It's like the Alamo swinging muskets to even pay attention. So I apologize for that. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Third hour straight ahead. We'll get the number out of your calls.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.